A touchback by DeFreitas, and off we go in the third stanza. Quentin Brock, a terrific first quarter, or first half, 7 carries, 42 yards, 1 completed pass for 10 yards.
Would have had even better stats if the penalty was not called.
Well, that's, we didn't measure out. That was a 46-yard run for the Tigers that got called back. First down and 10, Warsaw, starting from their 20, starting in the far hash mark, which is the side closest to the Tiger bench. Brock hands off up the middle, 5 yards for the Tiger fullback, Brody Duncan.
And here we go again, just in the, kind of an extension of the last drive that we had, not the one that ended the half, the touchdown drive, just up the middle fullback.
Well, you do that, and Warsaw, let's see, that's how many – that'd be, 16 plays later, you'd be in the end zone.
Yeah, right.
I'm okay with that, too.
I'm really okay with that.
Again, the ball on the far hash mark, or just a step inside of it. Jake Rhodes out wide here on the near side. Everybody else in tight. Brock up the middle, Duncan, and he's got a first down. They ripped at the ball, and this time he wouldn't let loose of it. He's got 6 yards and another first down for the Tigers.
Good run by Duncan there. Again, just head down up the middle. And the most important thing, like you kind of alluded to, holding on to that ball. You know that Northwood defense is ready to get that out.
This is like, this game has been like a boxing match.
Yeah, it has.
Where one team comes out, throws a bunch of haymakers, and the bigger, stronger fighter now has got their feet underneath them and is starting to dictate the terms.
We were definitely staggered.
From the 31, first down and 10 Tigers, start of the third quarter. And again, it's Duncan up the middle. He's got room across the 35, and he'll get out to the 37-yard line. That's 6 more yards for Brody Duncan, who'd been really playing so much better, Andy. Last week, 22 carries for 67 yards. And with tonight's gains, he's up over 300 for the season.
Yep. And that's good running there. Just the 3 straight handoffs to Brody right off the start of the second half.
They are sucking the Panthers into the middle. Brock under center at the 37, second down and 4. And it's Duncan again. He's got more room across the 40, out to the 45, to the 46-yard line. That's a 10-yard gain or 9-yard gain for Brody Duncan, and another first down for the Tigers.
I think they're giving a little talking to at halftime. I see a completely different team right now.
I don't think it took till halftime.
No, I think so either.
I think words were exchanged way before that.
Oh, yeah.
First down, Warsaw. 2 minutes into the third quarter. Tigers trailing by 7, have the ball at their own 45. First down and 10. Brock takes a look around. Now ducks under center. Duncan again up the middle, plowing forward. 5 yards. Then another. He gets 6 to the Panther 49-yard line.
5 straight fullback dives. You got to love it. If you're a fan of Bart Ball at all, you've got to love it.
32 yards for Duncan here in the second half. Gain of 6 there. Second down and 4 coming up for the Tigers. Trying to tie the game with this drive. Remember, they were down 21-0 10 minutes into the football game. Things have settled down. Order's been restored, and the Tigers are moving the football pretty much at will. Option play. Brock's going to keep it. Turns upfield. He's to the 40, to the 35, and gets tripped up from behind. He'll go down at the 33-yard line. That's a 16-yard gain for Quentin, and another first down for the Tigers.
And, again, that's just one of those fakes that Quentin makes and, again, follows his lead blocker through that right side. And there was some room there, and Quentin made some great moves to elude some tacklers. Great, great gains there by QB.
Ironically, that's the play that Sullivan got hurt on in the Concord game, and he hasn't played since.
That's right.
8:48 clock running, third quarter. Warsaw down by 7, but moving. Down to the Panther 33. Brock under center. Handoff. Duncan again tries the right side, and he'll get stood up at the 31-yard line and be stopped for a gain of 2.
That was a good play by the Panther defense there on that Warsaw right side. I always wonder, too, like, if you look at a football game from, like, 100 years ago, there were a lot of laterals because this game evolved from the game of rugby, you know.
Right.
Quentin was just standing there with no one around him. Like, here you go. Pull a Travis Kelce.
No. I trust Travis Kelce. I don't trust these guys as much. Kelce. Second down and 8 from the Panther 31. Wide side of the field is the near side, which is left. And they're going to pitch it back, and here comes Reed. Turning up field, hits the hole with a head of speed, bounces off tacklers, gets inside the 25, and goes down at the 23-yard line. That should be a gain of 8, and it should be a first down for the Tigers. It is.
Northwood's definitely on their heels right now. The punch
first down. The announcer said third down and 1, but yeah. He didn't see the chains moving. Totally understandable. First down, Warsaw from the 23.
No, Warsaw's doing a great job of being the aggressor right now. And you had to figure it was coming out of halftime.
Brock from the near hash mark this time. And hands off to Duncan, and Duncan goes down at the 20-yard line, a gain of 2. That's 15 carries now for Brody and 64 yards. By the way, since I'm sitting at the computer and I'm thinking about it, our good friend Rob Redeker reached out this afternoon, which would have been morning his time. Wanted to say hello, Rob. Really wish you were sitting here running this computer. Rob and his wife developed this program. All it is a spreadsheet.
Right.
And Rob, I don't know what I would have done without you for 20 years, and I certainly don't know what I would be doing without you tonight. Second down and 8 from the 21. Pitch right, Evan Davis. He started inside, then bounces out. Oh, got tackled around the head. Is there a flag?
There is not a flag.
It's going to be no gain, and it's going to be third down and 8. The Panthers still don't have a penalty.
Well, it wasn't a face mask, but it definitely was tackled, like, around the neck.
So Davis with no gain, a rare moment where the Tigers gain no yards, and it's third down and long. Warsaw certainly in field goal range, but they don't have an appetite for 3 points on this drive. And once again, Evan got to a point where he almost came to a complete stop trying to figure out where to go.
Yep, for sure.
And it got him in trouble. Wide side of the field is left. Egoff is out here with single coverage. There goes Reed in motion, back to throw. Got a man wide open. It's Egoff over the middle, and it's caught! A diving catch for Egoff! Touchdown! What a throw! What a catch! Egoff! And the Tigers were with an extra point of tying the game. Holy cow! A 21-yard strike for the Tigers.
Fake run there. Fake the option. Again, drawing those safeties in. Egoff running wide open, and what a pass by Quentin Brock, leading, like, just perfect, right in his breadbasket. Nice catch there by Egoff.
Smythe to tie the game and bring the Tigers all the way back. Snap, spot, kick is up, and the kick is good. We're tied. 5:57 left to play in the third. It's 21-all, and we're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. What a game. Tigers down 21, have scored 21 straight, and it's 21-all as Smythe gets ready to kick the ball from his 40-yard line, this time with the wind. He's got 2 touchbacks already. He's got 3 touchbacks. And that ball, the one receiver never moved, and the other drifted back to the goal line just to be sure. And so Northwood takes over from the 20, and now the Panthers have come to their moment of truth.
Right.
And an even game at 21.
And this is a brand-new ball game. When you consistently run fullback dive, option. Those safeties will cheat. And those safeties cheated. And Quentin executed a real nice fake.
And he almost overthrew Egoff, but one of the best athletes on this team showed you why there. That ball was headed toward the back of the end zone, but he made a great play. Monroe on first and 10, quick throw near side, has his brother. DeAndre at the 25, gets grabbed and taken down. Robbie Strong on the tackle, a gain of 6. And it's second down and 4 coming up. And we should not go any farther, Andy, without saying how impressed we have been with Braylon Moore in the first half.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And that's the same play that we've been seeing, that screen out to either the left or right, this time the right.
Second down, handoff. King makes one man miss, then gets tackled at the 29-yard line. That's a gain of 3. Flores Ortega on the stop along with Pohl, and third down is coming up now for Northwood.
And with those screen passes, those swing passes, it really doesn't make any sense to send a blitzer because the ball's out in like a second and a half. So you're really wasting a defender there.
Totally true. Completely agree.
Even though I think Cohen might be coming here.
Well, he might be. Third down and one for Northwood from their own 29-yard line. Monroe had nobody to hand it off to. And now he's going to take off and run, and he's going to be hit and falls backwards at the 22-yard line. Serious mistake there by Northwood. Monroe was going to hand it off on the left side, and King had flared out to the right side. And Monroe had that awful feeling where he was like, I don't know who's supposed to get this ball, but now I'm stuck with it. It is a loss of 8. And now the Panthers have to punt.
Huge play there. And Cohen did blitz there. Missed the quarterback, but Flores Ortega cleaned up.
Wilson waiting just on his side of the 50 for it. Here comes the kick. It's a low line drive kick, but it's to the near side. It's going to land at the 50 and go almost straight out of bounds into Tiger territory, and it will be down at the 44-yard line. So Warsaw with a chance. Andy Maness for the lead with 3:57 left to go in the third.
And again, I think we just keep running. We will run what we run. But man, those fullback dives take a toll on that defense. You know, you may wonder, you know, why is it always the defense that wears down on rushes? Why would the offense run like wear down? When you are doing the pushing, that it's a lot less toll on your body than actually being pushed. And you see this defensive line for Northwood really starting to wear down. This offensive line is taking control of the game.
That is 100% true. When you're chasing, it's just harder. Brock, up the middle, Duncan with some room, gets across the 45 and gets 5 yards out to the 49-yard line. And as you said so accurately a little bit ago, Warsaw could run that play for the rest of this half.
They could.
And probably have it work out just about that way every time.
They definitely could.
Duncan now 16 carries for 69 yards. Gain of 5, second down and 5. Ball in the near hash mark. Davis goes in motion and then comes back. Brock started to run over to the far side. For a second, I wonder if he forgot he was the quarterback. Second down and 5 from the 49. Duncan again up the middle, and he drags a guy with him for a gain of 4 to the Northwood 47-yard line, and that sets up third down and 1.
Again, fullback dive again. Gain of 4. Get a third and long one.
The fans are trying to encourage the defense to make a play here. Under 3 minutes left to go, third quarter. Warsaw is down 21-0 in the first quarter, has rallied to take the to draw even and now can take the lead, but they have to convert here on the next two plays. It's third down and 1. Quarterback sneak, and Quentin Brock will take it easily across the 45-yard line to the 43-yard line, and that's a gain of 4 yards, and it's a first down for the Tigers.
And that just goes to show you how well our offensive line is performing at this moment. When you get a quarterback sneak for 4 yards, that tells you a lot. That shows you that offensive line is blowing off the ball, pushing that defensive line back, and allowing the quarterback to get 4 yards.
From the 44 with 2:22 left to play here in the third. Warsaw Northwood tied at 21. Brock, option play. Duncan again, just plowing forward, and he'll get 3 yards to the 41-yard line.
Just kind of notice those defensive backs starting to creep in
a little bit. They are.
You can't do both.
Well, are they creeping in or are they creeping out?
Well, they're trying to.
Because if they're creeping in, then that means Warsaw could do a lot of things. If they're creeping in and out, then the middle of the field is wide open. Rhodes out to the right. Egoff standing right at the end of the line of scrimmage. And they run the counterplay to Reed. He's got a huge hole. He's to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers! 41 yards for Tucker Reed. And the Tigers have miraculously come back to take the lead with 1:27 to go in the third.
There's that counterplay off to the left-hand side, and I was watching Northwood's defensive backs. One safety moved to the other end of the field, and the play went to this side of the field, the left side of the field, and it was up to one strong safety to make the play, and he just couldn't catch up to Tucker.
What a turnaround.
Crazy game.
Smythe now for the point after. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is up. Kick is good. 1:27 to go in the third. Warsaw 28, Northwood 21. We're back this time in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw has taken the lead on a Tucker Reed touchdown run of 41 yards. 56 yards in 2.5 minutes. Warsaw now has the big number on the board. It's 28-21.
And that's just what the doctor ordered. You know, two just back-breaking drives for Warsaw against Northwood. And these Northwood fans, I was just looking out. Most of them are just kind of looking dazed and confused right now.
They are stunned at what they've seen. The beginning of this game was so exciting, and everything since then pretty much has not. Smythe now with the wind at his back, runs up to it, and drives this one into the end zone. And that'll be his fifth touchback of the evening, and the Northwood offense goes to work for the first time in this game, down in the score. It's 28-21 Tigers.
And it really looked, I know it's just been one Northwood Panther drive so far this second half, but they did get a first down, but that Tiger defense just looked a lot better than it did the first half, especially that first quarter. Couldn't get off blocks, couldn't make a tackle, just Northwood just doing whatever they wanted, and that the first drive, the Tiger defense came out ready to play.
Well, and you consider that Gabe Rich is out,
yep.
Vilma's out. Those are two pretty important cats on your defensive unit. Monroe, quick throw again near side. DeAndre Monroe, he gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he's going to go down back at the 16-yard line. That's Tristan Wilson on the play for the Tigers, and a loss back to the 16. It's a loss of four.
And that's it. It's the same play. They have not run a different play out of that formation. So great job by Tristan recognizing that and making an open field tackle.
Second down and 14. Monroe takes the snap, rolling left, being chased from behind, hit as he throws high, and the ball is going to be caught back at the original line of scrimmage at the 20-yard line. Let's see who caught it. DeAndre Monroe made that catch too. They got those 4 yards back. And now it is third down and the full 10 to get for Northwood.
And the defense flying around better than they did in that first quarter, trying to make plays, and so far so good. Here's that same formation.
Monroe rolling right, throws on the run, got his brother open at the 28-yard line, stood up and goes down. They're going to mark him out of bounds where? Short of the first down.
I think so.
A yard short of the first down. And Nate Andrews has got to be thinking about going for it here.
You would think
right?
So. Yep. Especially with the way their offensive line played in that first half. He's going to take a timeout.
And Andrews wants timeout and gets it. And that's the end of the third quarter.
Oh, my mistake.
End of the third quarter.
The quarter flew by.
Warsaw 28, Northwood 21. Back with the start of the fourth and 60 on News Now Warsaw.